Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. This podcast and TV show with your hosts, Jazmar, Jazz Bennett, mother, educator, and host, are a collection of candid conversations celebrating the power of the comeback. Viewers and listeners can anticipate an enthusiastic, entertaining, and informative vibe. Connect with a myriad of guests from various professions and walks of life who share a common thread, a comeback story. All gold diggers are welcomed. I want to go ahead and welcome you to our preview of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. Again, I am your host, Jazmar Bennett, and I am so excited. I'm so excited to be on the airwaves, finally on the airwaves. It's been a long time coming. I am a mother, an educator, a host, and I do have a background in broadcast journalism from Florida A&M University. And we are about to celebrate our homecoming, and it is definitely going to be a homecoming celebration, and I can't wait for it. I started this podcast as a means to unite people, as a means to motivate, to also entertain you. So I am so glad that you decided to come along for the ride. I hope to be here for the long run. I am going to be here for the long run. And I just hope you are inspired. I hope that all of my gold diggers, all of my dream seekers out there, I hope that something sparks something in you that lets you know that you don't have to give up. Like, no matter your age, no matter your race, no matter any of the struggles or difficulties that you faced, I hope that we give you that inspiration needed to continue to strive to reach your goal. So I'm a lover of music. I'm a lover of comedy. I'm a lover of just great conversations. And so if you ride along with me on this journey, you're going to be introduced to several guests that are going to give you that. I'm going to entertain you. I'm going to, make you laugh. I'm going to take all of those skills that I take from my outside hosting jobs, and I'm going to bring it right here on the airwaves with you. And so I'm excited about tonight. So I want you to make sure that you not only follow me here on this podcast, but I also want you to follow me on my YouTube channel, which would be Jazzy Conversations with Jazz as well. And I want you to follow me on Instagram under the same name, and also my Facebook live show under the same name. So tonight, I am not going to do this alone. I decided that I am going to introduce you to someone who has been inspiring me for a very long time. And sometimes you just never know who's watching you. And I've watched him literally since he was little, since he was a legit. Like, I literally have had love for him for a very long time. He's family. He's very talented, very gifted. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce everyone to Mr. Colin Moore, who is the co-founder of Life and Football, the Life and Football podcast, and he's also a motivational speaker. So everybody give a round of applause out there in radio land to, in podcast land, to Mr. Colin Moore. Welcome, Colin.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Good.
There's that laugh. You got to give it one more time. Look, those of you who know him, when you hear that laugh, you know exactly who it is. And so, Colin, how are you doing?
I'm good. You made me feel real good.
Did
giving
I?
That shout out right there. Yeah. Make me feel real good. So I receive all of that.
Get it. All like you deserve that. You deserve it. So there is like a little small story before you get into your introduction, a little small story of why I wanted you to be here. Like when I was thinking about this and I was like, to do this kickoff, I need to talk to somebody who I trust. Someone that I can feel comfortable with, although, I'm pretty comfortable with whomever I interview. But I wanted it to feel like home. Like I didn't want, sometimes we never start things because we want it done a certain way. We want it to have that certain aesthetic. And we definitely have the aesthetic. Like, this studio is bananas. Like, I really, really love the space that I'm in. But I just remember you always, like, I just remember you were always like this bubbly little kid, right? Like, you always had a smile on your face. You were always encouraging people. It's like, when I came around you, every time I came around you, like, I love feeling good. And I'm like, those are people with that light. I just call them like my light people. And you're definitely one of those light people, whether you know it or not. I hope you do know that. But listen, guys, this guy, like, he knew that I went to school for journalism. And it's like every time I would see him, he always has like a word, like, all right, when are you going to do this? Or you know, if you jump off and you just do this, you know, you ain't got to worry about that, sis. You know, just start, and they going to follow you. He always has some kind of motivational slogan or something that you just get because, you know, you didn't even realize that you need it, but you always give it. And so I just remember one Thanksgiving, you came up to me, you were talking to me about podcasting, and I was like, I don't know about podcasting. You were just like, you need to get some social media real estate is exactly your words, what you said. You need to get you some social media real estate. You need to get on IG, Jazz. You need to get on, you know, Facebook. But I'm telling you, what's going to pop off is podcasting. And not too long after you said that, you came with your own podcast. So that story just, it just stuck in my head, like, from the time we had that conversation until now. And you were just always like that one person that I said, I want to have Colin on for a show. I didn't know exactly what show, but I was like, I need him for my kickoff. So I've given, you know, that story that we share, but introduce yourself to the audience.
So you guys, she gave y'all a great story. Oh man, she right. I don't know why God allowed me to, you know, give motivational or come off like that and always smiling, but I guess it was just easier to smile than just to be sad about a lot of stuff. And you could be looking at your dreams, or you could be looking at where you're not at. So I always focus on the dream, because I prefer going to get the dream than just be sitting in a hole and wallowing like, oh, I wish I had this, I had that. So, yeah, but as far as a comeback, man, I was trying to start a business for so long. Like, really just trying to start a business and have my own, because I feel like with a business, nobody can put a limit on your money. Every job you go to, they have limits on it. And you could be super good, but maybe the place that you work at have a certain limit, and you're not going to get past that no matter how good you are. So I was like, okay, well, Lord, what can I do that'll bless me to take the top off the lid, and I can get unlimited amount of money? Not that it's just about the money, but I want to be able to help people. I don't want the money just for me. Like, sometimes I'll be looking at the Bartow High School football field. Mm-hmm. If I had a lot of money, I would give them a turf field. I'd get them a track, a running track. We have a turf track, turf field. Shoot, I would even try to get it where we had a dome over the field, so if it rained, we good. But you know, them down the line dreams. Yeah. But I would immediately take care of my family, then I extended family, make sure everybody good. But it wouldn't just be for me. It would be something that they will be working on, so they'll be able to put in the pot and not have to worry about asking nobody for money. They could come and start building within the structure of what we have. But that's how all them dreams start. And I just remember one of the first dreams, I was just trying to hurry up and make some money outside of a job. So I started a lawn service, me, my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law friend. Now, my brother-in-law friend had the lawnmower and all the real equipment to get going. I knew how to talk, so I'm hitting up everybody. Hey, y'all want your yard done? Boom, boom, boom. Everybody, you want your yard done? You want your yard done? So I was like, man, I ain't finna get out there. I ain't about that yard work. I don't know how to edge good. I don't know how to weed eat. I'm going to tap somebody's yard. So if y'all good at it, I get the connects. You ain't even got to give me that much. I just want to get it going. So we got it going. And then before I know it, somehow, I don't know what happened, but they had kind of just pushed me out the way. And I done set up everything. But I was like, you know what? That ain't what I really wanted, but I just wanted the business. So that was the first business I really went for. Then the second business Well, I ain't gonna say it exactly the second, but next up, I tried to start this business called More Food to Go.
So now, I remember that.
Right.
I remember. I remember that.
Yes. I was ready. More Food to Go. I contacted all the people because my friend in Tallahassee, which is my business partner on the Life of Football podcast, Life of Football Everything, it's me and him, me and Michael Figures. So he was like, hey, man, it's this company up here, and they deliver you food. So I was like, what? We ain't got one in Polk County. So I'm like, man, I'm finna do that. So I went and got everything set up. I done contacted everybody, all the little restaurants, and everybody kind of, I might let you do it, but how it's going to work? So when I went to...
Colin, what year was that? Because, like, this was pre-COVID. Like, this
this probably...
Because I was, like, listening to you, and I'm like, because I eat out every day, right? And I'm like, that would be a good idea because I don't want to have to leave the house.
Right.
But what year was that? Because you legitly said this before it became popular. Yeah,
exactly.
You really did.
And Auntie Nisa always come to me and say, really Cole, boy, we could be having some money. But I was like,
you.
God didn't see me in that because I would have only focused on the money. Gotcha. Now, I would have been trying to get back over to football, but strictly that would have been money. So I probably would have been stressed out and not even care about it. I'd have been after the money. So I want to say it was 2011 to 12 or 13,
yeah, it was
somewhere
it was
in that ballpark.
Ago. Yeah, okay.
So I tried to start More Food to Go. You know, my last name, More, so it goes smooth. More Food to Go, baby. Let's get it.
Right.
So I started calling all the people. It was a guy in down south area, like Fort Lauderdale or something like that. He told me all the logistics of it, that you need a phone, the computer system you need. So I bought the computer system. Then right when I got to the phone, the hard part was, well, how was I going to pay these people? And who was going to have the cell phone? Would I be able to get the cell? It was just confusing to me. And then I was like, man, how much money I'm going to be making? So the places would tell you, well, if you sell my food, you get a percentage out of it. But the percentage wasn't going to be that much, so you had to make a killing to get some money from it. So I was like, man, this crazy. Scratch that. So I stopped that, too. So I'm like, dog, all these dreams, and then all my friends would be telling me, well, they'll all tag in, like Chun, you know Robert Chun, mm-hmm. the son, the third. So all him, my wife, Mike, y'all, all y'all would be encouraging me. But on the flip note is, oh, man, Colin, always start something and never finish. So my sister-in-law hit me with that one time. Colin, boy, you always start stuff and you never finish. And that thing kind of stung me one day. Like, oh, she right. So I'm like, man, next time I start something, I got to know what I'm trying to do. So I was like, all right, I can do football. I got to get the football, but I don't know how to get the football. So I went out there one year, I think about 2012. Tried to get into football. I remember the first school I went to was George Jenkins. So I went out to George Jenkins. They got done practicing. Now, nobody don't know who I am and what I'm trying to do. But I feel like they should, but they didn't. So when I got out there, hey, you guys, I'm trying to talk to them. And it was like they kind of blew me off. And then I remember went to Kathleen, and Coach Strickland showed me a lot of love. But it wasn't going the way I wanted. I was like, yeah, this... I'm getting to the football, but it's just not quite what I'm looking for. So I was like, man, Lord, how can I start me a business? And then on the other side of that, you know, when you're trying to start a business, if you don't have no money already, you got to be working.
Right.
So all the time while I'm trying to start all these businesses and find one that sticks with me, my personality and my style and my attitude, my mindset, I was at jobs I hated. So for like 6 years, I was at jobs that I hated. So I asked God, I said, Lord, bless me to get to a job that I not only can love, that once I have the job, I can shoot for any dream I want because the job fit me, it's smooth going, it won't stress me out, it give me just what I need, it give me overflowing money, and I could attack my dreams then because I have a job that if I, worst case scenario, and it ain't even the worst case scenario, if I have to work a job for until I'm 65 for somebody else, I can do it, the job that I have. So I was like, all right, boom. So once I finally figured out that, attacking a dream was going to be easy. But one more job, one more business that I started, this was the one that probably, if I would have kept on going, because that was like 2012 I started this one, or 13. Mm-hmm. I'd have kept this one going, because that's when I wrote that book, The Power of Faith and Positive Thinking. If I had kept that one going.
Listen, you just said it like, oh, that, you know, that's when I wrote that book. Like, yeah, it's just nothing.
Well, it wasn't, because it is something, but
right.
As I keep growing, the book's going to do more, and I produce more books. So yeah. I wrote the book, got the website, colin-more.com. So I was ready. But I still wanted football, and I was going to give out player of the week for football. But as I was doing the colin-more.com and doing that, it almost like I was a pastor. I was putting out so much stuff, but it was like I was a pastor. So I was like, I don't want to be no pastor. Like, it ain't nothing wrong with being a pastor, but I'm not the pastor. You know, Marcus Floyd, that's the pastor. That's my boy, he's a pastor. Well, Dr. Floyd now, but so he's the pastor. I don't want to be the pastor. Now, I could be up under him like a little deacon or something, but or a little under that, but I'm not aiming for that. I was trying to get in football and wanting to encourage the boys with all the information I knew, but I just couldn't pair it. So I was like, you know what? It was one more dream that I just let fall to the wayside. So boom. But all the stuff that I did and all these avenues built up to, it gave me the information I needed to make this run that we're doing now. This run that God allowed me to be on now with the Life in Football, we rolling. Like, it's going just how we would want it to go. It's on track. Like, you know, it ain't no track that you can really see. It's you plan it out as you go. Mm-hmm. And as you go, you thinking the things you want to do, and God allowing it to happen every time. So we went from doing that with the colin-more.com, and it felt like I was a pastor, so I backed up. But a lot of people was liking the stuff I was putting out. Colin, man, you every morning I be looking for your stuff. But I just stepped back, and I got off Facebook on it. I just shut everything down. I said, man, when I'm ready, I'll come back. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, I was ready. But doing all that, posting daily, wanting to do shirts, because remember I had made the Blessed Mom shirts, and you know, I could have went on just the shirts alone trying to attack that, but it never felt like I had it right. So I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, sorry, I feel like I got a little cold with it, but so I had the shirts, then I had the book, and then I was trying to get it to go, but it just wouldn't. But all this done added up to, now I know how to do the shirts. Mm-hmm. I could do the shirts on my own, or I could have somebody to do them. And I like affordable screen print over here in Bart to wrap real close where we at. So that's them guys real good. So got shirts going. So now we got products with Life and Football. We got the book gonna eventually come with Life and Football with me and my business partner. We got where we do podcasts. Like, your first day of podcasting with me, I'm thankful that you chose me. I truly appreciate that. I love you for picking me. Because I ain't going to lie, I was trying to figure it out. I said, I wonder what male picked me. I said, I must be doing all right if she want to pick me. So, but now that you tell me, man, I thank you for that. And your podcast day one versus our podcast day one, you killing us. You already ahead of you where we finna go. Mm-hmm. Like, you here and we finna tap into this. So you killing the game already. So,
well, you know what? And it's so funny that you said that, because that's something that I really want people to really hone in on as well, because, you know, we have all these dreams, and that's really why I never started. Like, I felt like, and then I'll come full circle back to you in terms of, like, you know, what was your main dream that you were really, really focusing on? But this, it was just something, you know how when you hear these famous people when they make it and they just say, you know, I just could no longer sleep with my dreams. Like, it had to come out some kind of way it was going to come out. So I think, and I don't think he's not going to mind that I put his name out, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, Jason Magnetico, you know, this is his studio. And I think I tapped into Jason months ago, and I felt like, just how you were saying, you know, all right, you know, you started something and you didn't finish it. And it's like, I've had Jazzy Conversations with Jazz since maybe 2 years, for 2 years now. And that came, like, I'm the type of person where I am such a planner, but then I'm so impulsive. And you probably know, you can probably sense it. So that's another reason why I needed somebody safe, somebody that wouldn't judge me like, okay, you're doing this like this, like, you don't, I just needed somebody that would just trust me and go along with the ride. Right. So, like, you know, with what you're saying, like it just struck a chord with me, because I just want to motivate people to, yes, you do need to have a plan. And like this legitimately has been a plan in my heart and my head for a very long time. You know, I started off as a journalism major, like I stated before, at Florida A&M University. So going into education was not what I planned. And so, you know, I remember even being in education, I started off as a substitute teacher, then as a reading coach, then as an assistant principal, you know, testing coordinator. And it's just like people would always wonder, like, well, what does she want to do? And that's really how this mother educator host slogan came to be, because it's like I'm all three and I'm never going to stop being all three. Like I'm going to take all of these talents and I'm going to make it work for myself. And for a long time, it was like, I need that paycheck. I need the money to come. And then, you know yourself, because you're a husband, you're a father, you know, you need those checks to come when you start having those responsibilities. But it's such a blessing when you're able to infuse your passion into that paycheck, you know, so you let your talents, you know, make room for you. And I just truly believe that that's what's going to happen. And so, you know, you're saying all of these things that you started doing and then how you culminated them all back. And it's kind of like full circle to now, you know, kind of why you went those routes, because now you're honing them back in and it's making sense now. So you have all of these things in your toolbox that you're able to use now. Like, is this what you were passionate about? Like, I know football has always pretty much been a part of your life because you went off to school for football, right?
Right.
So what was your real dream? What did you really, really, really want to do?
I was chasing the NFL.
Okay. But I don't know if lot of players do.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you really don't know if that's what you was really going for. That's just what you chasing because, guess that dollar sign up there.
Right.
But one day, Dr. Marcus Floyd brought the NFL play, like an NFL workout home. He had, it was the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. He was with them. That workout was so hard that as he was running and I got done, I said, golly, I don't think I'm like cut I'm out for the NFL. Like, this too hard.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I didn't think I could make it, but it was so hard doing it. It was just, that was different.
Right.
That was real hard. Like, you really got to be dedicated on top of dedicated to go to the NFL. So when I didn't get that dream and trying to work through all these silly jobs that I had within a 6-year span of getting out of college and trying to start all these businesses, what I realized was, I done heard Steve Harvey say he quit his job because he won that $50 comedy.
Yeah.
But it almost like he pretty much flipped his life upside down. So, you know, he got a divorce, slept in his car 3 years. But I used to think he chose to do that. He didn't have to sleep in the car 3 years. He could have got a job and still produced on the weekend.
Right.
But that was the route he seen. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, how can I make my dreams come true by keeping a job, like you say, because you got a family and everything. I'm not doing what he doing. So how can I keep my dreams and attack it? So I said, okay, boom, get a job that I love, and then I can go on attack mode. So once I had that, I was ready. So one day, through all these jobs, I would call my friend. Football season, I could handle any job. No matter how dumb it is, I can handle any job. August to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So like 1st of February. After that, ooh-wee, you talking about that's when it really hit me. Mm-hmm. Why am I at this job? Yeah. Why? God didn't just say, hey, Colin, this is where you got to be. Like, so I used to ask God, like, Lord, why I'm here? Why am I at this job? I don't want to be here. I can't stand it. I don't want to be here. I can't see myself being here no years on top of years. I would get mad at old people I seen. Why y'all at this silly job? Like, you could, you really didn't. I know you didn't dream of this. So when I see kids, I ask them when stuff going by, I say, hey, do you dream of being an insurance person? No. Do you dream of being the garbage man? No. Do you dream of being the cash register at Walmart? No, not. You don't think of these things, but when life hits you, you got to take the first job to try to survive or, you know, get your degree and try to figure it out. But still, these ain't jobs you just technically thought of, but some people do. So my friend came to me and we would all doing them sessions from February to July. I would tell him, dog, I hate this job. Man, you know what? A lot of players need to know boy, get real out here. You don't go to that NFL, and even if you do, if you don't know how to budget your money, do your money right, you're going to be broke anyways. So a lot of us don't know how to manage our money, so that was a thing I had to learn, how to learn how to manage money, had to learn how to be married. You know, never was married until I got married. Right. So, you know, figuring all that out, figuring out how to take care of your own house, you know, so it's like, oh, and all this stuff going on, and every day I kept thinking, I don't want to be at these silly jobs. I need to figure out something I want to do. And I said, man, I want to go. I told my best friend, which is my business partner. So I said, hey, man, I want to travel the world telling these players about what I done been through so they ain't never got to go through it. I want to tell them that you really got to go hard at what you're trying to do and stop talking like you're doing something and really go do it. Because like I said, when I seen that Carolina Panthers workout, you could talk all you want. But when they ask you to complete it and you can't complete it, you know why you can't complete it. You wasn't going hard. And then we be having dreams of going pro or going professional or going big time in anything, but are you really going hard? So I grade myself every day. Hey, like I want to lose weight. So I want to just lose a couple pounds, maybe about 15. So I don't know if that's a little bit, but so I want to lose about 15. Yep. But I drink a Coca-Cola and I eat a cookie and Reese cups. So I made an F for the day if I do that. That's an F.
Right.
If I drink water and I eat healthy, that's an A. You know, and I run, that's an A. And get up in the morning, read my Bible, read the word, boom, I'm winning. But if I ain't doing that, I feel like, you know, it's a C, B, D, F type of day. So I graded. So I kept telling my friend this. So I switched it one more time with the business before we started live football. I called, it was 2016. So University of South Florida, I got in contact with the player development guy over there, or the director of operations, football operations. So I was like, hey, man, I got something I can come talk to the boys about. I was going to strictly talk about money. And I called it, and I piggybacked off of Dave Ramsey with the financial piece.
Yeah.
And I was going to call mine Financial Success University. Mm-hmm. I was ready. I had got me a plan. I called all the universities. I was letting them know. And he was just talking to him like, yeah, your stuff good. But they wouldn't bring me in. So my homeboy, he just slapped me in the face with a bam. Now, he slapped me. But the information he slapped me with, mm-hmm. he's like, hold on. How are you going to go to these schools? You don't have no website. You don't have nothing you need to present these people to make them say, okay, we'll bring you in. I couldn't see that. My eyes saw, they going to bring me in. I got what they need. They going to bring me in. But I couldn't see it. So all these ideas and plans just keep coming. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you won't let me shake this thing.
Right.
So we kept doing it, and I kept telling my friend, and it was October. It was 2018 of October. Now, remember, 16, I was almost at South Florida. I almost built it up. Then he let me call his head coach that was at Alabama State, but now he's at Virginia State, Coach Reggie Barlow. He had went to the NFL, came back, coached Alabama State, and now he's at Virginia State. So he let me email his head coach. Now, you know, you let somebody email somebody personal to you, that's a big move. Exactly. Now, that is my best friend, but he still, that was a big move. So I sent it to him. Dude was like, yeah, it's good, but, you know, he ain't really come back on it. So my homeboy was like, man, we're back at the drawing board. So I'm like, dog, that was a good one. That was a real good one. I was there. Yeah. Like, I felt like I was there. So 2 years, fast forward to 2 years earlier, and my homeboy said, hey, you want to start a podcast? I just said, yeah. I started, man. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So he told me, hey, look up how to start a podcast. I was thinking, boy, you asked me to start a podcast. I look. Stuff was so hard to look up. I said, man, I ain't doing this trash. Mm-hmm. So I just stopped looking. I'm like, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I got a podcast for us. Let's start. So we started at the end of 2018. We did some test pilot ones. And we was like, what's the name of the podcast? And then I was like, dog, we always talk about life. We always talk about football. And I think he said, man, let's call it Life and Football. When he said that, I was like, oh, my goodness. That's fire.
Yeah,
but then my mind went running. Hey, boy, let's do one on life and money. Let's do one on life and track. Let's do one on life and basketball. Boy, I was trying to get it. So he was like, nah, man, we can do everything in football. You know how many schools it is? I was like, yeah. I was like, man, I'm trying to get, hey, boy, I'm trying to turn a millionaire ASAP. So We started that, and as we started podcast, that's why I say you're blessed, because your start off is basically what we finna tap into now. Gotcha. Going forward. Like, mm-hmm. you bring a camera here, you firepower. Mm-hmm. You already winning.
Look, I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, they bring a camera here, you already winning. You start off killing us, because we was on the cell phone from basically, because that was the end of 18 when we started, but 2019, 2020, and 2021, we've been mm-hmm. by cell phone, which has been good. God bless us, we're getting a lot of people on. But at the beginning, I wanted to talk about football, but I'd be in my car. Yeah, man. So, Clemson, they all right. But I didn't care.
Yeah.
But, because our logo was trash. But boy, when we got a fresh logo, ooh, it pepped me up. Like, ooh, I got a business now.
Like, you got to be serious.
Yeah,
now.
I was serious then. Serious I was like, ooh, I got a logo, boy. I'm live action now. So I was like, all right, cool. So we got the logo going. That the logo officially went live in effect where everybody could see it, I believe, May the 26th of 2019. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was getting everybody on. He was too. We was getting all kind of players on, college, NFL coaches, everywhere. So we getting everybody on. So now bring it up to now, we could respectfully email the university and they going to have to come back with us like, oh, they had them on. We done had future NFL Hall of Famers on, a top 25 coach on, a lot of people that we need to get in contact with, they get in contact with us off of this because it opens up doors. And that's what I was going to tell you. Podcasts open up doors to whatever you're trying to look for. It opens up all the doors.
Listen, I was going to say that because it seems like since I knew that you had your podcast, it's like now I'm seeing you more. And it's like somebody that we mutually know, like I saw that you spoke to his players, and then it's like he asked me to speak to his players, and I'm like, look at Colin, he motivational speaking, yes, like I loved it. I'm like, and speaking to them, you know, it just feels so good, and that's the vibe that I wanted to bring to my podcast, is because you know, that person, it's like every person that I meet, I feel like we do have that common thread of the comeback. So it's like, you know, you've taken us from when, you know, you first started your dreams of being in the NFL, and it's like you've cultivated that passion into something that seems like it knocked on your door, and it's like now you're doing it, and I feel like it seems like you're living out your passion, and it is opening more doors for you. So I can see it. Like, where do you eventually want to be?
If we could call it, because me and my business partner talk about this all the time, I would be able to speak around the country, which God has been allowing us to do, but we've been doing it more so by the podcast. Mm-hmm. I want to actually go to the location.
Me too.
And be there. So
let's put it up in
the
air.
Yeah, like, so 22 going forward, we're going to be able to get there. Right. So as I've been speaking, I've been able to speak weekly now. So been getting to speak to all the players, giving them the information that I done learned and that I wish I would have took and really did it versus, you know, you hear it and throw it out in one ear, out the other. So I'm telling the boys, if y'all really do this stuff, your whole life going to change. You're going to win. You're going to have more wins than losses. So no matter what it is, if you really consistent at it and you focus, you're going to tie it up. So that's where we at. So if I could pick what I want to do, we'll travel the world speaking, helping players. Our podcast will be, you know, having everybody on from a high school coach or you know, a young player fresh in college to the NFL people to people around football. People, you know, it's a lot of women we get on too. And they what podcasts do is it let people tell their story.
Yeah.
So they get to tell their story on ours. But as it grow, you know, it keep growing and growing. Like you said, Jason podcast place, I could already see it. This boy finna be balling in a little while.
Right?
So
we'll make it happen.
Yeah. So I just want to and then where we could come back and, like I say, give back. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to, you know, set up stuff where I'm charging people. Like, I know I got to charge people, but I don't want to set up where it's like, I'm give me. You know, I'd rather buy a couple of duplexes and let that make money. And then, a McDonald's or something where people can work for me and still you don't have to ask me for nothing, and we all win it. And okay, you done saved up enough. Now let's figure out what you're trying to do. Cause everybody got a dream.
Right.
So
if you had to give like some coins, like think of like maybe three pointers that you can tell someone like that helped you not give up. Like, would you say you have to be consistent? Would you have to say God? Would you have to say that innate withitness that you have to have? What do you think worked for you?
The first thing that worked for me was I had to find a happy place that you got to get up and call your real home. Because your job, technically, nobody don't really say it, but your job is your home.
Right.
You spend more time at that job than you spend anywhere in your life. Mm-hmm. So 9 to 5 or whatever numbers you have, you at that job. So find your happy place there, unless you're an entrepreneur and you could jump it off early and start getting paid from. But if you can't, find your job that makes you happy. Ask God to bless you with a job that fits you, your personality, where you happy. You want to be there where on Sunday night you ain't stressed out. Mm-hmm. On none of the nights during the week you stressed out. You happy, you thankful, boom. That you winning and a paycheck that can, mm-hmm. you know, can take care of you and your needs. So boom, that's one. Asking God to give you that place or the business already that you can take and grow in it. Number two is, once I got this life and football business, I always get up and be thinking of stuff I can do. Okay, mm-hmm. I can do this, or I can do that, or I can do this. So I've been consistent with this. I'm consistently doing something every single day with it. I don't never. It's not one day I don't do nothing with the job. Mm-hmm. Well, with the business, and so consistency and focused. And then the third one is really have a plan for what you're trying to do. You cannot make it without a plan. It's no way possible I can attempt to try to do anything with life football if I don't have no plan. Okay, I want to speak. That's a plan. Well, you can go high school, college, pros. Start somewhere. Get in there and do it. Whatever you're trying to do. Start somewhere with a plan. Then start the podcast. What was the plan? Right. Okay, eventually get somebody on. Mm-hmm. Now we consistently do that. I went from, we was doing podcasts all, we was packing them in 2, 3, 4 a day. Like, whoa, slow down, boy.
Yeah.
1 a week. So, boom, we do that. And then, so start with God, guiding you with where you want to go. Be consistent once you find that business or whatever you love doing. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you just got to have that plan for what you're going to do to make it keep going. Because what I realized is every step I take, God going to give me another one. God going to give me another one. God going to give me another. So if we can eventually keep doing stuff, we'll wake up and be sitting back like, man, can you believe all this I accomplished? But we won't really be looking at it until somebody say it, because you'll be going.
Right. So that's I like that. Those are really, really golden. So, you know, as we wrap up and as we conclude with this precursor to Jazzy Conversations with Jazz, Colin, give everyone your information, where they can reach you, how to stay connected with you.
Well, on Instagram, we are Life and Ball, because they won't let us put Life and Football. So it's Life and Ball with an underscore at the end. But if you put Life and Football in it,
it'll probably pop up.
Sorry. Yeah, It'll pop up everywhere. So, and our website is lifeandfootball.com. Everything you want to do with us, lifeandfootball.com. So I notice a lot of people come up to me now because, you know, I rock my own gear. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, we love that. We love that. That's your business.
Yeah.
So all that stuff going to just grow. So, yeah, lifeandfootball.com. Y'all can check us out. You get in contact with us. And what we try to do is, I don't ever want to get to where we so big. Now, I know once like 1,000 trillion emails or DMs come in, it's hard to get back to them. But I try. We right now, we can get back to everything. But as it grow, mm-hmm. I still want to be able to get back. Because I said, you know, I don't like to see the people that got 1,000. They only follow 1,000 people. They got 1 million followers. That's crazy to me. Why mm-hmm. why you couldn't follow them all back? Yeah. Like, Who are you that you can't fault? Like, if all them people decide to not like nothing you say or look at nothing you say, you'll be begging them, please, come back. I'll give you free. But, like, I guess you get to a point when you don't need it no more. But I want to always be where they can get in contact. I don't want nobody to feel like, man, I try to get in contact with them and they ain't show me no love. So,
you heard it, everybody. So, we know that any social media, any social platform, you just look them up, Life and Football. Colin, this has been a great chat, and I look forward to hearing more about you. I definitely will, you know, advertise for you on my various platforms. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this first. This is a precursor. This isn't even like the first episode, but I feel like this we've completed a first episode. Like, I'm so excited. And this is just a blessing. So I hope everyone out there never gives up on your dream. You know, you continue to chase them and continue to be what I coined as a gold digger. And so listen out for more from Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. Share the word. Like us on Facebook, like us on Instagram, like us on YouTube, and that's going to be Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. Connect with us, and we will see you on the next episode.